What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Everything.
What does the Fantastic Voyage and the Nation Capital has in common? We're both in D.C., and that's not a wait for it, because we're finally here. Another year. And for those of you who missed the cruise again, have no fear. I'll fill you in on what's happening. See, normally it's what's happened in Vegas stays in Vegas, but we aren't in Vegas. And even though the same rules should apply to the cruise, we all know that's some boo-doo-doo. Because what happens on a cruise end up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, text message, email, Vine, and Maury Povich. Wait for it. But seriously, folks, I'm going to be talking a little ship while we're sailing so you don't feel like we've kicked you out of rehab. Speaking of Chris Brown, word back on land is J. Anthony Brown's nephew, Chris Brown, is no longer in rehab. No, no, no. He done did something that violated his stay at the White House that got him thrown in the big house. Also, congratulations to LeBron James, not for anything heat-related, but between the sheets related, yep, old Bron and his boo are expecting a baby. And I don't know if LeBron and his wife Savannah know what they're having yet, but I know that baby is going to be paid. Now, if it's a boy, they should name him Benjamin Evans James. And if it's a girl, they should name her LeBronvana or LeBrona or Savannah. Anyway, congratulations. Wade got a baby. LeBron got a baby on the way. Next up, Chris Brown, it's your turn. Well, it's your wife's turn. Y'all know what the hell I mean. Anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day. And remember, St. Patrick's Day is more than wearing green and getting drunk. It's about the great apostle of Ireland listening to bagpipe music and eating Lucky Charms. Hell, I don't know either. Just drink responsibly and enjoy it. We'll talk ship tomorrow. This is just my first segment from the ship. What you expect? I got a hand.